Well, good morning, Resurrection Church. I hope you've been enjoying this new approach to missions emphasis, missions month here at Resurrection Church. It's given us a chance to take a little bit longer time to hear from some of our partners out there. And so this week, we're hearing from Jim Wheeler, who is the Executive Director of Flood Ministries. Does anybody in the house know anything about Flood Ministries? Yep. We've been part of them ever since their inception. And Jim comes to us. He's recently come on staff with Flood Ministries as the Executive Director. But Jim comes after experiencing quite a few years working in the industry, 12 years to be exact, and he just recently came out of Orange County working with the County of Orange to help resolve some of the homeless issues in that area. It's a big issue. It's a big issue that Christ calls us to be a part of. Jim actually used to be a pastor out in Wasco for a number of years, I think 17 years out there. He brings to the ministry very good education in business and so without further ado, I would like to introduce to you my friend Jim Wheeler.
Welcome. Uh-oh, there I am. I'm not used to wearing a microphone on my face, so I'm trying to get used to that. So it's great to be here. I appreciate Pastor Steve very much. I've known him for quite some time, ever since I think Flood was started. And appreciate the ministry of Calvary Bible Church. When I was pastoring in Wasco, we would come to Calvary Bible Church for Awana events and other activities. And so I've always appreciated the ministry of Calvary Bible Church and now Res Church. I want to start off by saying thank you, Belly, for wearing a tie today so I don't feel out of place. You never know what to wear when you get up. The most important decision I think I made this morning was what I was going to wear. But anyway, I also wanted I have sort of a quirky sense of humor. I don't know. I was noticing, this is everybody calls the service where people our age come to the traditional service, right? And I appreciate the fact that everybody up here today that was playing the instruments or singing or leading, they were reflective of who's here in the audience, except for one. And if you noticed, the drummer was a little younger than everybody else. Nobody our age plays the drums? What's the deal with that? So anyway. So again, we appreciate your support. It's very important to the work that we do. I want to begin with talking a little bit about me. Just introduce myself. As Pastor Steve already mentioned, I've been in the industry for several years, and before that, I was pastoring in Wasco for 17 years. I grew up in the state of Washington, and if you're okay with this, I'm going to just say I'm a Seahawk fan. Sorry, but so if you're a Ram fan or a Raider fan or a 49er fan, I'll pray for you. Okay. Anyway, I do have four children, two boys and two girls, and then five grandchildren who I'm very proud of and love very dearly. So I'm glad Pastor Steve had you raise your hands talking about who knows about Flood, because I never know coming into a situation how much you know about our organization. But I do want to spend a few minutes talking about what is Flood Bakersfield Ministries and what we do. Our mission is to establish meaningful relationships with those in crisis, to empower them to overcome their disadvantaged circumstances and to encounter the love of Jesus. Flood provides services designed to meet the physical, relational, and spiritual needs for those who are deeply impoverished in our community, with an emphasis on housing stability to promote self-worth, increased self-sufficiency, and greater overall health. That's our mission statement and our vision statement. But there's more to this. There's more to Flood. Flood has been working with homeless individuals since 2006. It started out as a little Bible study, I think, out of Bridge Bible Church, and they were meeting over where the Golden Empire Gleaners is and where Jesus Shack's office used to be. this group came together and they started doing these outreach events, inviting people from the neighboring area and the neighborhoods to come and to hear about Jesus Christ and hear what God's love could do for them. So this out of this small group, they recognized immediately that there was a need to address homelessness in Bakersfield in Kern County. And so they began by incorporating in 2008 started out in the old drop-in center, and we've grown a lot since then. I think their first budget was like $100,000, and that's quite a bit more than that now. But the impact that we have on the community is wonderful. We have really two sides of the house, right? We have our street outreach side, and then we have our housing and case management side. So in the housing and case management side, we are working with people to get them into housing and to keep them into housing. What does somebody who's homeless need more than anything else? Housing, right? They need a place to stay. And so we have that side of the house, and then we have the side of the house, street outreach. They're out in the community. They're engaging people on the street. They're working with them. They're referring them to resources. They're linking them to behavioral health services and to they're linking them to substance use services. And so, in that perspective or in that framework, we've seen some amazing results. This year alone in street outreach, we'll engage over 1,000 unique individuals on the streets. Since 2008, we've housed over 1,300 individuals. And the great thing is our housing retention rate is about 95%. That means about 95% of those people that we put into housing, they stay into housing. Flood is a faith-based organization, but we don't discriminate. Everybody needs the love of God, right? The love of Jesus. Everybody needs to be redeemed and transformed. And so we don't discriminate with who we reach out to and who we work with. But we do have some wonderful people that have been changed by the work of Flood. Some of our current programs, we've grown from that little Bible study to we have several programs. So we have contracts with the County of Kern. We have state funding. We have local city funding from the City of Bakersfield. We have our homeless outreach program. We have our emergency solutions grant program, our housing and disability advocacy program. We have our continuum of care funding, which helps to pay for housing and case management to keep people into housing. And then we have MOUs with Housing Authority of the County of Kern, where we work with the Housing Authority and the Park 20th and also Green Gardens. And I believe some people from this church go to Green Gardens once a month, and we're thankful for that. I think Rob is out there. I see Rob out there, and he works with the Green Garden staff. We have an amazing staff. The best thing about Flood is the people that work for Flood. I was blessed when I came in January. I've known our founder, Kim Albers. I've known her since 2008. We're still very good friends. We communicate quite often. She moved to Santa Barbara about the same time I moved to Orange County. And so I've always had a special place in my heart for Flood Bakersfield Ministries. But I didn't realize where the real depth comes from in what we do, and that comes from the people that work for Flood. We have grown from a handful of employees to 28 now, and we'll probably have around 35 employees by the end of the year with some new funding coming down the pike. We have 8 in our housing navigation and case management and 20 in our street outreach. So I think I put a slide in with some pictures of some of our staff, and these are the people that make Flood work. Right? If you look, I tried to get pictures of everybody. Lorraine, I didn't know you were going to be here today. I would have had a picture of you up there. I see Joe out there too. So Joe and Lorraine, raise your hand. And then they both do case management, and they work with, I wish you could just come and see what they do every day. They are out there dealing with our clients who have people who have been on the streets a long time, people who are chronically homeless and they go into housing, have some issues. And it's not easy to keep them in in the housing. And so these folks are there every day going out and doing home visits, talking to people, making sure they're paying their PG&E bill, making sure that they're doing what they need to do, making sure they're not spending their money on something they're not supposed to be spending their money on. They work really hard to keep them into housing. That's why we have such a great housing retention rate. It's because of people like that. And out in the front when you come in, there they are. They're way back over there. Denise is a member of Res Church. Denise, stand up. And then Ray and Mary, carry on. Ray and Mary, stand up also. Denise also works with our, she works with our HDAP program. And then Ray as our does street outreach for our rural outlying areas. And Mary is our administrative assistant in the office. And again, wonderful, wonderful people. You know what's great about Flood is that, and you know, and I should mention Rob. I mentioned him already. Rob's on our board of directors. Rob, raise your hand. Rob Ball. Appreciate Rob very much. And I think Jerome goes to church here too, Jerome Pruitt, who's also on our board. But again, that's the strength of what we do. It's the people who are involved in the ministry, not just our staff, not just our board, but also the people that come and volunteer. We appreciate those of you who've come to volunteer and have a desire to be a part of what we do. So let's go on and talk about homelessness in Kern County a little bit. Anybody here think we have an issue with homelessness? Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. If you are on social media, if you see, if you watch the media, if you read the paper, you know that we have a homeless crisis in the state of California. And Bakersfield and Kern County are not immune to that. In fact, over almost 30% of the individuals who are experiencing homelessness in this country are in the state of California. 30%. And that could go higher. We're still waiting on the 2019 point in time count numbers. But we have a major crisis. And again, Bakersfield, Kern County is not immune to that crisis. One of the things that's very important for us in order to know how to address an issue is to have some data about the issue and to understand what the data says and what it means. And so we have a point in time count. It's a snapshot of what homelessness is like in our community on any given night. We do it once a year in January, and we just recently had our 2019 point in time count this past January. And our numbers went up significantly from the year before. We have been making steady progress in reducing our homeless count between 2009 and in 2018, our numbers went down steadily. I think there was one year where we had a little bit of a blip up. But we were making progress. We were moving. And between our point-in-time count in 2018 and 2019, our count was up by 50%. 50%. Some of that is reflected in or impacted by how many volunteers we had. Because we had a proportional amount of increase in the number of volunteers out counting, but still we want to know what the real problem is. And we have what's called system performance, where we keep track of data and we put it into our homeless management information system that anybody that receives funding has to participate in, and that keeps track of how many people we touch on every year in the system that deals with homelessness. And we know that our count point in time count was 1,330, but we have almost 3,000 people that we touch in any given year in the homeless service system. We know that 80% of Kern County's homeless population is located in Metro Bakersfield, 20% in rural cities and communities outside of Bakersfield. 44% of Bakersfield homeless population had shelter on the count of the night, but 56% were unsheltered. And overall, if you include Metro Bakersfield and Kern County, 68% of the people we counted were unsheltered on the night of the count. Countywide, 85% of homeless families with children had shelter, but 69% of single adults were unsheltered. Countywide, families with children accounted for 16% of the homeless population, and children constituted almost 11% of all those homeless that were counted. And if you go to the next slide, there's a table there that just shows overall the numbers, again, just to point out the significant numbers. 1,330 total persons were counted. And again, we know that that's a snapshot. It gives us an idea on any given night. It's only as accurate as how as we're able to go out and to count, but we know that that number is larger than that in those that we touch in the system. So I want to spend some time, so that's sort of a snapshot of homelessness in Kern County. But I want to talk to you a little bit about, for the remainder of my time, I want to talk a little bit about what I've learned in the last 12 years working in this field, what I've learned about homelessness, and then I want to make some biblical principle applications on how we should be responding to the issue. So the first thing that I've learned is that people experience homelessness for a wide variety of reasons. How many of you here started out life saying, I want to be homeless? Nobody, right? If you talk to people at our agency or people with, no one starts out in this world with the goal of becoming homeless. And many people who are experiencing homelessness are in that situation at least partly because of circumstances beyond that person's control. Admittedly, and we're honest, we're always honest, we don't want to sugarcoat anything. Admittedly, some people find themselves homeless because of poor choices, because of doing things they shouldn't be doing. But in general, people are homeless because they've lost the ability to obtain or maintain stable housing. They are homeless due to some crisis in their life. According to the University of California Irvine cost study, which we put together while I was in Orange County, and the numbers are pretty much consistent across the country, 40% of people experiencing homelessness said they were homeless because of employment or financial reasons. 36% reported problems with finding affordable housing, or they had evictions or foreclosures that they had recently experienced. 28% reported family issues, including domestic violence, family dysfunction, or dissolution, and or the death of a family member. 22% reported that alcohol and drug use contributed to their homelessness. We know that's probably a lot higher than that. These are all self-reported numbers. 13% cited medical or disability issues that led to their homelessness. Again, many people in this country, and many people in this state, and many people in this community are just one paycheck away. And so, something happens, somebody goes into the hospital, and now they have these huge medical bills they can't pay, or something happens, an accident happens, and they lose their job. People are oftentimes just one paycheck away. So nobody wants to experience homelessness when they're born into this world, but people do, and it's for many reasons. There are a variety of factors that are involved. The second thing I've learned is that many of the myths surrounding homelessness are not borne out by the facts or the data. Every day I talk to people and they ask me what I do and I tell them what I do and they start talking to me or telling me what they think they know about homelessness. And most of them are myths. They are not supported by data. You hear that people are lazy, and they should just be able to pull themselves out of homelessness if they really tried. They're all crazy. They have mental health issues. They're all druggies. They have substance abuse issues. They're all criminals. They all choose to be homeless and want to remain homeless. They refuse to go to the shelters when, in fact, on any given night, we don't have a shelter bed available. Here in Kern County, we have two shelters. In Metro Bakersfield, we have the Rescue Mission where men go to, and we have the Homeless Center where women go to. Some nights there are beds available at the Rescue Mission. Depends on if it's the beginning of the month or the end of the month, but at no time are there beds available at the Bakersfield Homeless Center. Some other jurisdiction, this is my favorite, some other jurisdiction is shipping their homeless to Kern County. We look at the data all the time, and folks, that's just not happening on a regular basis. We know from our point in time count, 83% of the people that were counted became homeless while they were living here in Kern County, 83%. The Bakersfield Homeless Center did a study, and I think it was almost 80% of the people that were utilizing their services came from within 14-mile radius of the Bakersfield Homeless Center. When we go out, we capture all kinds of data. Our street outreach teams, because of our contracts we have to capture lots of different types of data. And the data shows that most of the folks who we're engaging with became homeless while they were here in our community. I think it's human nature for us to think those things, as we like to generalize when we don't fully understand an issue. But we have to look at the facts, and then we have to accept the facts, and then we have to figure out what we're going to do with the facts. How are we going to respond to them? In reality, it's a complicated issue. These myths hint at truths, but I think many of them are born out of our biases. When you hear me talk about somebody that's homeless, you don't hear me call them the homeless, because we're not putting the homeless, that person, in a category like we categorize a lot of folks. I will refer to them as people experiencing homelessness. They are people. People. It is a person. That's who they are. They are not the homeless. They are a person. Their situation is they are experiencing homelessness for whatever reason that might be. I just shake my head sometimes when I look on social media and I see I was at a presentation the other day with some of our elected officials, and people who they were talking about the homeless situation, and they were referring to people as transients, vagrants, bums. And you know, I understand that. I really do. And I think that there are some level of public shame that should be involved in anything that we do that is not beneficial to society as a whole. But I think we have to remember that each person that is homeless is a person made in the image of God. They're a living soul created by God. And so we should be careful how we talk about people in homelessness to make sure that it's not impacting how we are going to react to people in homelessness. In Job 34, 18 and 19, it says, "Is he not the one who says to kings, 'You are worthless,' and to nobles, 'You are wicked,' who shows no partiality to princes and does not favor the rich over the poor? For they are all the work of his hands." I'm not implying that we should not hold people accountable. We should. Only that we should see everyone as God sees them. It's cliche to say this, but they're by the grace of God. Think about that. I've made some very stupid decisions in my life. And I've had to learn some hard lessons in my life. But thankfully, I've not had to bear all the potential consequences of those decisions. But some people do. And that doesn't make them any less a person because of that. The third thing I've learned is that oftentimes our well-meaning efforts to help people are counterproductive to what's best for them. And this is really something practical, and we'll talk a little bit more about this in a little bit, but this is really practical for us, the church.